All right, good morning, everybody. Come on, Ma, I just got home. Yeah, anyone ever said that line before? Right?
Yeah.
Come on, Ma, I just got home. Hashanus, right? We're going through the seven things that a person needs to find in someone else in order to trust in that person full-heartedly. The second one, the Chovos Levavos writes, is Shia Yodea Boi Imavasai, to know that not only does he love you, that this person is never going to, you know, forget what you're relying on him for, or he's not going to get a little lazy for doing what you want him to do. But rather that you know that this person is aware and won't forget and is agreeing to do whatever it is you so desire. A lot of times, we forget to do things. We get distracted, right? When your mom asks you to take out the trash for the fourth time, it's not always your fault. You get distracted. And we sometimes you respond, Ma, I just got home from school. Or for all the husbands watching, come on, wifey, I just got home from work, right? I'm not in the mood of this right now. I know you asked me to do something, but I'm not doing it right now. So, how could we trust in someone to take care of not just something for us, but everything for us, if that person may forget what you're relying on him for? Or he may also just not be in the mood today. So, we have two criteria. Not only does this person have to be loving and compassionate, he has to never forget and never be lazy. So, even though there's seven criteria, I think just from the first two, we could really just knock out all human beings, right? We forget. We get lazy. The Chovos Levavos brings down in the next parak all the different ways to know that no, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you find all these criteria. He starts, he goes, V'arevi, in the fourth one, but he's talking about the second one. Ki hu mashkiach al hanagas b'nei adam kulam. He's watching over everyone. He doesn't, like, you know, leave things on the side. He does not forget. And nothing does he leave out from small unto the big things, right? So many times you ever ask someone a favor. You know, imagine you ask someone to give you a ride. Pick me up at 6 o'clock. And he shows up at 6:05, 6:10. What's the response? That's good enough, right? You rely on for something. They do it half-heartedly or, you know, only halfway. It's good enough. But with bitachon, if you actually feel it in your heart, you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no such thing as good enough. There's something inside of you that's just screaming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let me down. I can trust on him. And he will do it to the nth degree that you are expecting him to. Right? And it's a hard level place to reach. To believe that, to have something inside of your heart just screaming, I could rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down so many different types of tzurim and ideas, right? We went through all the alchemists, and now he's going to go through all these different criteria of what you need to trust in someone, because it is a difficult place to reach, where you need to use every last little idea and picture and video and concept in order to bring it from your head to your heart, to really focus on it, strengthen it, and utilize the ability that you have, the person up there who is able to take care of everything that you want. And he does not forget anything. He also doesn't get overwhelmed, right? There's so much going on in the world, and so many people asking for things, he does not get overwhelmed. The Chovos Levavos brings down a pasuk, Halo yadata imoy shamata, if you don't know from Seichel, or if you haven't heard from your teachers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, everything in it. Does not get tired. There's no, you know, max to his wisdom. Do you know how many, out of curiosity, do you know how many types of fish there are in the world? Over 30,000. Do you know how many types of birds there are in the world? Over 10,000. Do you know how many different types of spiders there are? Over 45,000, and over 380,000 different types of plants and flowers, right? A lot of different animals with all different characteristics and ways to survive, and amazing ecosystems that all coexist with one another. Don't even mention, you know, rain and how the water somehow goes up and turns into these clouds that you could fly through, and yet water comes down. So many different things going on in the world, right? The Radak writes that Reutz Leimer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Reutz Leimer Shoifet the Olam Mashkiach Bait. V'Shoifet Kol Echad Levi Mashu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of everything that's going on. Ela She'en Anachnu Matzigim Das Mishpatei B'chol Makom. But sometimes, we just don't understand why it's happening, right? As we said in the other week, there's no such thing as bad things happening to you. It's bitter things. Sometimes you just don't understand. But Lefikach, therefore, meaning from what it said previously, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Amar, Lefikach Amar, Eich Tachshav Kilo Yashkiach Alav. How can you say that he's not watching over me? There's 30,000 types of fish and 380,000 different types of trees and flowers and so many different parts to the world that are all working so harmoniously and for thousands of years, it's not dysfunctioning, right? You could find the greatest systems in the world, the greatest computers. Sometimes they get hacked. Sometimes the power cord gets pulled. Sometimes just things don't work the way they are supposed to work. But it's been a very long time. And somehow, despite all the claims that a lot of different, you know, parties and programs want to claim, the world is still existing. The Mitzvah Shem will exist until Mashiach comes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it all for us. But what we see is that since the fact that the whole world is running, a beautiful world filled with Chachma, and how every animal has their own characteristic that allows them to survive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that you could survive too. And that's what this idea is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only loving and compassionate, but he's got a whole world on his hands. He's the CEO of, you know, the biggest company in the world, Earth. And everything's working functionally. Sometimes bitter things happen and we say, hey, he's not paying attention to me. But we have to know from the world outside, Halo yadata v'seichel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in fact watching over us, and may we be able to tap into that a little bit, trust him a little bit more, and enjoy and be able to focus on what matters most.
Amazing.